on Friday, the 26th of April, 2019. Rush and Nationwide News Proprietary Limited Number 7, Federal Court of Australia. Defamation. Defamatory imputations conveyed by publications. Defence of truth not established. Applicant awarded damages including aggravated damages of $850,000. Outstanding issues including quantification of economic loss to be finalised. Stoltenberg and Bolton, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Defamation. Security for costs. Appeal stayed until appellant's payment of security for respondent's costs in sum of $20,000. Yuen and Chan, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Defamation. Qualified privilege. Malice. Primary judge found defendant made defamatory imputations. Common law qualified privilege defence upheld. Leave to appeal refused. Brose and Beluskas and Orr's, number 2. District Court of Queensland. Costs. Defamation. Court refused 3rd, 5th and 7th defendants leave to replead honest opinion defence. 3rd, 5th and 7th defendants to each pay 1/3 of plaintiff's costs on indemnity basis. Brose and Beluskas and Orr's, District Court of Queensland. Defamation. Defences. 3rd, 5th and 7th defendants sought to replead honest opinion defence. Leave to replead refused. Dominello and Harbour Radio Proprietary Limited, trading as 2GB. Supreme Court of New South Wales. Defamation. Pleadings. Plaintiff sought to amend statement of claim to add contextual imputations from defence. Permission to amend refused. Ewens and State of Victoria. Supreme Court of Victoria. Defamation. Pleadings. Paragraphs of statement of claim struck out. Leave to replead.
Thank you for listening.